Welcome to Adventures in Grace. This is Jim Hockaday. We're going to get right back into our union with Christ. Before we do, number one, we do these videos, Adventures in Grace, on YouTube channel for the purpose of you developing more of a tangible, real relationship with God. Well, let me give you an idea here on one of our grace stories. You can find on our website, jimhockaday.com, our email, which is jhmi@jimhockaday.com. And that's where you can send us your grace stories. And we want to hear those. It encourages so many people. And when one hears a story concerning grace in an area, in fact, maybe weeks ago, we gave you the story of that dear lady that had her family with her, and she was going through a drive-thru, and she really wanted that turtle ice cream sundae. And I know this sounds just, you know, very simple, but that's exactly what it is. Everything from heaven that's already yours, that Jesus already purchased, that's why we're talking about our union with Christ, is something that is supposed to be simple. Now, we make it big. Like if it's some elaborate sickness and the doctors say all the things that they say, then all of a sudden that becomes something that becomes embellished in our mind and it's just blown out of proportion. And the next thing you know, something so simple as what I'm going to share with you as well, that's just something simple, but this is really big. No, it's all the same. To be able to connect with God anywhere means you can connect with Him on any level possible. So I told you that story about that lady that went around to the window and she ordered everything for her kids. And when she got done with the order, she realized, you know, it's going to be too much money to just buy myself an ice cream sundae, the turtle sundae. She said, I'll just go without. So she pulled up to the drive-through window and a young girl came walking out with an ice cream sundae that was a turtle sundae and said, here's your sundae. And she said, but I didn't order this. She said, oh, well, I guess it's yours if you want it. And that's just like God and His grace to do for you something so what some may seem insignificant, but it's not insignificant. It just shows you that He really is interested in everything we do and wants to be involved. Well, I heard a testimony just recently from someone that was sharing because of that story. Here they are, and I don't know, maybe this is the anointing for ice cream. Maybe the summertime is the ice cream time. So here they are in line. And I guess there's more to the story than this, but they were ordering some things, and sure enough, they would have loved to have had some sundaes. They didn't order it. And sure enough, one of the gals came out and said, hey, here's a couple of extra, I think it was ice cream cones or sundaes, and gave them those. And what was remarkable is, because of hearing the story that I told you first, it opened their heart for something so simple that it happened with them that they received ice cream when they didn't order it and they didn't have to pay for it. Now, again, this is not, I'm not starting an ice cream club where everybody gets free ice cream cones. What I'm trying to say is, so simple are the works of God in our life. And He wants us to know that as simple as they are, even you recognizing the beauty. We just had a huge rainstorm here in Colorado, Castle Rock. And we don't usually get a lot of rain. And when we do, sometimes it just sprinkles. But it really downpoured. Now the ground soaked it right up, so there aren't any puddles. But it was wonderful. And I just had gotten through mowing, and so it was the perfect time. One of those little significant but insignificant little things that caused me to say, well, thank you, Grace. That's awesome. And I enjoyed watching the rain fall. As simple as that is, it's the same thing. I know someone's going to think this is not right, what I'm saying. But it's the same connection to God as a tumor disappearing, as a disease dying, as someone being made new in their nerve endings that would allow their paralyzed body to walk and to move. It's the same thing. Now, I realize on an earthly level, we see it completely different. Someone would say, I'd rather walk than have an ice cream cone, you know, given to me through a lot. Okay, we're not sharing ice cream cones only versus someone being healed from a wheelchair. What we're sharing is the connection with God and how easy it is to connect with Him anywhere and everywhere. And when you start getting used to this, you won't even have to try. It'll just begin to happen that God is able to get into your life and do wonderful things. And the beauty about that is you start turning your attention away from you and you turn your attention to Him. And when your attention is on Him, anything can can happen, and anything does happen. Everything does. So I trust you're getting this, but this is a good story here. And so, you know, Becky sent in a couple of stories. Our last session, we read one of her stories that was just really, really fun, just to see that she heard an old story of hers, and the Lord just spoke to her and said, I just wanted you to be able to hear that. Be encouraged by it. God's into encouragement. Something so simple, yet something so needed. Okay, her next story was just very simple, but it says this. A few weeks ago, I was getting ready to go somewhere, and I was listening to your Adventures in Grace online. And as I was listening, all of a sudden, oh, well, that was the last story. Please let me go to the next one. Excuse me. It said, this morning I was heading out to spend the day with my grandchildren, had a few books that I wanted to take just in case I had some time to read. I didn't know where my favorite tote bag was, and I didn't have much time to search for it. I went to where I thought it may be and just reached down beside my desk. Immediately I felt what I knew was my bag. As I lifted it out, I heard Grace say, I know where everything is that belongs to you. As soon as I heard that him say those words, I realized that he meant all the things that are included in my inheritance: health, wealth, solutions to any problem, all things that God had stamped my name on, not just the things that I had misplaced or lost. He meant all things that I wasn't even aware of that I actually owned already and had just not realized where they were. Also, I knew that he would help me find those things if I would simply ask and then follow him to where they were. Sorry, I don't have much light here as I'm reading this. It says, thank you for letting me share these grace stories with you. And thank you for continuing to teach us about the greatness of his grace. Well, again, how wonderful is that story? And it fits right into what we're talking about. Can God come off the pages of your Bible? So I don't know if I want him to come off the page. Yes, you do. You can read about him. And you can learn about him by reading the Bible. The Holy Ghost will make sure revelation comes to your heart. You'll sense the presence of the Lord as you're reading. But let him get into your life where he actually can change things and manipulate things all for your benefit. Now, some people, you know, they look at this because I'm starting these, you know, these healing meetings, healing by design. And, you know, people get on there all the time and say things all negative on my advertisement. And you could just tell folks are very negative in their opinions and their thoughts. In other words, if there's something that maybe they're not as privy to, they immediately take the negative side and say, this guy's just a scam artist, or this guy's not right. Well, folks, they're always going to have people say things like that. I'm sharing these things because God really wants to be a part of your life. And the more we share these things, the more people come up with stories of the tangibility of God in your life. And if there are those that actually don't want that, well, then I'm not going to try to make them have something they don't want. If they just want a relationship with God out of the Bible only, then they can have that. But Jesus, you know, he walked with God constantly. You know, Jesus said about himself, I don't do anything unless I see my Father do it. I don't say anything unless I hear my Father say it. How wonderful to know that Jesus walked with God like he was a real person all day long. And of course, we're going to get to our passage of scripture in Matthew chapter 11, 27 to 30 in just a second. But so God becomes real. Number two, your faith works very easily when God's real. And you get answers to your prayers. And number three, you're able to share these testimonies with others, just like the one ice cream story led to another ice cream story. So now here we are at our scripture, Matthew 11, 27 to 30. And Jesus said, now Jesus resumed talking to the people, but now tenderly. The Father has given me all these things to do and say. This is a unique Father and Son operation coming out of Father and Son intimacies and knowledge. No one knows the Son the way the Father does, nor the Father the way the Son does. But I'm not keeping it to myself. I'm ready to go over it line by line with anyone willing to listen. And so for those that may question this, there it is right there. Jesus is ready to go over a relationship with his Father in the way that he interacts with us line by line so that we can experience it too. And then the first thing that he says is, are you tired, worn out, burned out on religion? In other words, religion will make you tired. It'll wear you out, and it'll burn you out. Why? Because it's all about you doing. It's about you trying to perfect what you can't perfect. You needed God's grace to get you saved, and you need to get God's grace to perfect everything about your life. This is a hangout with God experience. That's what salvation is. You hang out with God, you enjoy him, and while you're enjoying him, you get to actually partake of, and very naturally, supernaturally, naturally, use everything that he's given you. And so I'm just so thankful it goes on to say, are you tired, worn out, burned out on religion? Come to me, get away with me, and you'll recover your life. I'll show you how to take a real rest. And notice right there, it didn't say read 20 more passages, even though 20 more passages are tremendous. Read them. But what he said was, come to me, get away with me, and you'll recover your life. I'll show you how to take a real rest. Walk with me, work with me, watch how I do it. I mean, just those few phrases right there in a couple of sentences, do you see how much he's longing for us to spend time with him personally as though he's real, because he is? He said, learn the rhythms of grace, unforced rhythms of grace. I won't lay anything heavy or ill-fitting upon you. Keep company with me and you'll learn how to live freely and lightly. Tremendous passage. All right, we're already in to this adventure in grace, about 10 minutes here, almost 11 minutes. So I'm going to take a few moments to say, we're going to read some scripture here from some different translations all about our union with Christ, what it means to be drawn into union, to come into union with God, like two pipes with opposite threads. And you have what's called a union. A plumber understands this. A union, which is a nut that when you make it tight, it actually causes both ends to come together. And so that which is so contrary to God is us. But he brought Jesus as the union so that he could bring us together and infuse us into him and him into us. Now we receive the greatest part. He takes all of our sinfulness and he kills that old man that we used to be, and he supplants inside of us the divine nature of God, and Jesus comes to live in us by the Holy Spirit. And we then become filled with everything that's in Christ so that on this earth we can actually function as Jesus did. He didn't come here to put his hands in his lapels and his fingers and just and say, hey, look at me, how great I'm doing. He came here, and over 90 times in the Gospels, he said, I was the Son of Man. Why? He wanted to identify with man so that we could identify with him. This is the great exchange. And so here I find myself in Romans chapter 6 and verse 4 in the Hudson translation. It says, and it's so good. So we might be raised from a life of sin, now dead and buried, and have our being in a new realm of life. Well, notice it says that our life of sin is dead and buried. You need to leave it dead and buried. No sense letting it rise up. That's why the scriptures tell us don't even run little errands to sin that will cause you to become what? Deceived all over again. Sin is done. I'm not just talking about sins, the things that we do. The whole sin problem has been remedied. Jesus became our sin problem, and he defeated sin. He left it buried, and he rose again so that our life could be what? Could take on the form of Christ after the cross, dead, buried, and ascended, rose again and ascended, not before the cross. Look at what this means. It says, now we have our being. What being is that? That's the new creature. That's the new nature. That's the divine nature of God. Come on, everybody. This is good news. You start identifying with the real you, and you will see the power of God in your life do things for you that you cannot do for yourself with all the self-help material that you can find. He said, now our being is in a new realm of life, and it is a new realm. I know that kind of sounds like Thor, the nine realms with his hammer, you know. Well, there is another realm. It's the spiritual realm, and that's the place where we have our citizenship in heaven. We've been raised up into that third heaven to sit with Christ in heavenly places. What are we doing there? Twiddling our thumbs? No, we're using the divine authority of being ascended into a perfect place in Christ to walk on this earth just like Jesus did. Jesus came as the prototype of a brand new creation of people called new creatures in Christ. They determined that they were Christians, people that actually looked like Jesus. Now, that wasn't a great term for them in that day because they marked those Christians, and kind of like today. People are marking us and saying these people are the problems. Well, I realize there probably are a lot of Christians that are the problems. preaching a message of doom and gloom, just like individuals when I have a healing center advertisement, they get on and say, this guy's full of baloney, he's a scam artist, he's this and he's that. Well, yeah, I mean, spend your time doing something else, for crying out loud. If you don't like what I'm doing and you don't believe in it, then go talk about the things that you do believe in. Be positive, not negative. You've always got the doom and gloom people. You've always got the negative people. And there's most of them are Christians. Believe it or not, the world would love to get a healing without paying for it. Well, the Living Bible says, your old sin-loving nature was buried with him by baptism when he died. Listen to that. Your old sin-loving nature. That's the same nature that was the sickness nature. The sin nature which gravitated to sickness and disease and all the other mentalities and troubles of this life that people even commit suicide over. The difficulties of life, the grief, the sorrow, the anxiety, the problems mentally, physically. All these things were attached to your sin-loving nature, but that died when Christ was buried. You were buried with him. And it says, and when God the Father with glorious power brought him back to life again, you were given his wonderful new life to enjoy. What part of that don't we get? That this is a brand new world, amen, and we're living in a brand new place. I mean, we moved 4 years ago from Tulsa, Oklahoma. We do not live in that house. Now, thank God, we have a home here in Castle Rock, Colorado, and we love our home. And you know what? I turn a certain direction to use the restroom at night, and if I turned the same way that I turned when I was in Tulsa, Oklahoma, I would probably run right into a wall. What are you saying? It's a different construction. It's a different place back there. I'm not living there. So I need to live here and be conscious of where I am. And where we are is seated with God in heavenly places. I love this over here in Romans 6:5 in the Wood translation. It said, it is a real death to our old self and sin. And this is where I'm going to ask you to be very absolute. I know we say things like, oh, absolutely. But you know, if you hang around with the world too much, the world will convince you to not actually live absolute, just talk absolute. It's kind of like we can preach Jesus, we just don't live Jesus. Come on, everybody, think of what I'm saying here. It says it is a real death to our old self and sin. The sin problem is gone. The old self, which is the sinner, is gone. That's not you anymore. You don't gravitate to wrong. You gravitate to right. Why? Because you have been made the righteousness of God in Christ. His righteousness has been imparted into you until it is the fiber of your being. Amen. Your very nature, by the fact that it's the divine nature of God, is pure, holy, and right before God. And that's how you think. That's what you want to act on. That's how you actually portray yourself. Why? Because that's the real you. And when you let the real you out, come on, let him out. Let him out. Don't trap God and the Holy Ghost inside by your mentality being messed up and not seeing this. Wade translation said, for if we have become one with him as a graft becomes one with a tree stock through an experience corresponding to his death, we must equally be one with him through an experience corresponding to his resurrection also. This makes perfect sense. If we were one with him in his death, then why wouldn't we be one with him in his life? Did he take us, in a sense, did he take us in the position of his death into hell and then leave us there and say, sorry, guys, you can't come back out? Man, that's not him. We died with him, but then we arose with him. Carpenter translation says, the glory of the Father touches us, and we are raised to a new and better life. Come on, what part of a new and better life seems to be the same old struggles? The same old difficulty with sickness and disease? The same old difficulty with being able to prosper and move ahead in life? Some will say, well, you're a part of that prosperity message. No, I'm just a part of Jesus' message. And Jesus' message also included that he is a provider in our lives. And that means many different things to many different people. We're not supposed to be chasing after money. Thank God, everything we put our hand to, it prospers. which means we can move up the ladder in whatever business you're in, and we can have all our needs met. And thank God, even under the old covenant, they were not the borrowers, they were the lenders. Why wouldn't we be the lenders today? Come on, use some common sense in some of this, just because people are negative. And as we go on, I look over in Romans chapter 6, verse 6, and the Hudson translation says that sin's control of the body might be rendered null. That sin's control of the body. Well, what would sin look like in the body? It would look like addictions. It would also look like what? Nerve damage, a tumor, heart disease, lung difficulty breathing, a problem with digestion, problem with your sinuses, bone trouble. Come on, it would look like every sickness and every disease. People getting a virus and being sick. That's what it would look like. And notice what it says, that sin's control of the body might be rendered null. In other words, all of that is a nothing burger, a big old fat zero. Jesus came out of the grave and he said, all power has been given unto me. How much did he leave for the devil? And isn't it interesting? I just looked up and holy smokes, I'm 20 minutes into this. It's one of the longest videos we've ever had. I'm so sorry for that. Let me just say, my goodness, go to Adventures in Grace YouTube channel. You can find us or follow us on Jim Hockaday Ministry Facebook page. And by all means, go to the website so you can look up JHMI at jimhockaday.com, which is our email, and send us your grace stories. See you next time.